Hi, I'm John Flanders for WOOC in Troy, New York, and we're talking to Pepe Rossi about the Albany-Cuba Solidarity Committee. Pepe, could you tell us a little bit about the history of the committee, how it got started, and what it's currently doing?
Sure. Albany-Cuba Solidarity has been together for about 8 or 9 years, and over that period of time, we've created this organization of activists in the capital region that support ending the blockade on Cuba, support the return of Guantanamo, of the Guantanamo Bay to Cuba, and support ending the regime change activities of the United States government in Cuba. It's all about the respect for the sovereignty of Cuba over its country.
And what is the committee currently planning to do?
Well, we're holding several events in the next couple of months. We are planning an event. We're planning an event in support of the debate of the blockade against Cuba at the United Nations that takes place on November 1st. There's going to be a national demonstration taking place at several cities, and we're going to New York City to demonstrate at the United Nations during the debate of the resolution on Cuba. It's a resolution that has been presented for now some 27 years, and it's been overwhelmingly supported by the nation members of the United Nations. Last year, the vote actually was 190-0 because the United States and its perennial ally, Israel, the only opponents of that resolution, abstained last year. So we're holding that. We're holding an event to support relief for Cuba in the face of the hurricanes, Hurricane Irma that devastated much of Cuba's northern coast, and perhaps the new Hurricane Maria that may actually provoke more damage in Cuba. So we're holding two events in support of the relief effort for Cuba. We're going to have a demonstration at Townsend Park. That's on the intersection of Henry Johnson Boulevard and Central Avenue, and that will be on September 23rd. John, maybe you can help me with the date.
September 25th, as I understand it.
Yes, September 25th.
Wednesday.
Okay. So we'll be there at 5 p.m. To demonstrate our support for Cuba in the face of the blockade. And also in support of Venezuela, of the people of Venezuela being able to determine their future without interference of the United States.
Okay. Well, thank you, Pepe, and we'll probably have more reports from the Albany-Cuba Solidarity Committee in the future.
Thank you, John.